of Happy Show.
That was a loud kerplash.
The scoop of Happy Show.
It's actually the spooks. The spooks of Hazard Show. The spooks of Hazard. What's up, everybody? This is the Spooks of Hazard Show.
Halloween special.
It's our Halloween special. You know what actually would ruin that, though?
What's that?
If we do another show before Halloween, because then it'll be like closer to Halloween. You know, we're doing it kind of far out.
Well, we could do like a different version of it. It'll be like the real Wiccan version of it. You know what I mean? They call it Samhain. They do. I learned that
A couple
weeks ago up in Salem, Massachusetts, actually.
What were you doing up in Salem, Massachusetts?
I took a vacation up there for the fun of it.
To see all the people that were murdered back in the 1600s? The witch trial?
That's actually a myth.
It's a myth.
Wow.
Are you a witchcraft trial denier?
No,
You're like a Holocaust denier, but for the Salem witch trials.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I don't think anything happened in 1692. People were just hunky-dory, not blaming anything on their neighbors. And the whole thing with Giles Corey, I don't know if any of our listeners know who Giles Corey is.
Is he related to Daniel Corey?
Possibly. He went on adventures, so they have something in common.
Yeah.
It might be in the blood, you know?
This Corey guy.
This Giles Corey, out of the 19 people that were actually killed during the Salem witch trials, he was the only one to not be hanged.
Really?
Yeah, he was pressed to
death. Well, I thought they were only hanging women.
No, men were also accused of being witches.
A male witch.
They're
more effeminate.
Okay, I also did learn this. In Wiccan, which is, you know, real witches, a warlock is actually like a satanic version of the thing. So there were male witches.
Oh, okay.
There are now 10% of Salem population, 48,000 people. So 4,800 people
are witches.
Wiccan.
Oh, really?
Male and female, yeah.
Huh.
It's like the most concentrated population of witches in the country.
World.
Well, I don't know about the world, but in the country, that's for sure. It's crazy. Like the shit that I had to go through up there, man. Like we had this tour guide. His name was Kenneth, and he was a tour guide for this thing called Sinister Stories.
Mm-hmm.
And he rolled up right. With a vintage baby carriage filled with dolls.
Oh, that's creepy.
And he was dressed as a Quaker.
Yeah.
And he had this doll. Okay, he pulled out this doll. He goes, "This is my doll, Myrna. She predicts and tells you how you're going to die."
What kind of vacations are you going on?
It's crazy, man.
You need to go to the beach or something.
Well, we did go to the one beach up there. It was called Dead Horse Beach.
Yeah,
sounds
about right.
I'm not even kidding you. I'll show you the photo.
It sounds right.
There was just a bunch of dead horses all strewn about.
This is good stuff to talk about on the Halloween show.
Absolutely. Well, Giles Corey, he was pressed to death, which means they laid him down, like, nice and gentle. Then
squished him.
And then put a bunch of, stones on him.
Yeah.
Like, big rocks.
Yeah.
Until they tried to get a confession out of him. Are you a witch? No. Add another stone. This guy's lying. I can't wait to press it out of him. Hey, let me ask you, Giles, over there.
Yeah.
Are you a witch?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, get me that other rock over there, that one. Yeah, that'll fit nice.
All right, this is Boston, right?
And then, yeah, well, yeah.
Massachusetts, yeah, so I'll adopt the accent.
So your normal voice for doing the podcast works out perfectly.
Continue.
Giles Corey, they put on hundreds and hundreds of pounds of rocks on him. And then, the straw that broke the camel's back?
What was it?
They defecated on him.
Man.
Just shit on my chest and kill me already, Giles would say.
It's not bad enough I got big rocks all over me. Are you going to shit on me?
There were hundreds of people who were accused in this town, and it was a small town.
Ugh.
And they, you know Tituba?
I do not know Tituba.
Okay, Tituba was the person who supposedly started this whole thing. She was taking care of the good children.
Was she part of the Martha Corey thing?
And Rebecca Nurse and the whole thing, you know what I mean? Now, Tituba was blamed for bringing voodoo. But, like, they later debuffed that myth because she was from Florida.
Right.
She was, like, a Native American. She wasn't, you know, from Barbados or West Africa where voodoo was existing at the time. You know what I mean? So, they're blaming it on this black chick who had nothing to do. Who turns out wasn't even black. Like, that's fucked up American history.
America.
Thank you. Thank you. So, I did learn a lot. I got to go to a cool arcade bar there where I got to play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The old arcade game.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They had only games that were in the 90s.
I want to go there.
Yeah, it was cool. It was called Bit Bar.
That's awesome.
I learned a lot about our American history, and it was really a great time.
It sounds it.
Yeah, and I got to bring back the stories of how Giles Corey got defecated on, and that's how it killed him, you know?
Yeah. Thanks for the story.
Yeah, I got to leave some daffodils by his gravesite. Well, not his gravesite, because they didn't bury him.
Why would they go to the trouble?
Well, you know, they didn't
crush
burn
him with
witches
rocks.
In America. That was only, you know, like with the Spanish Inquisition and stuff, and stuff over in Europe. They actually didn't do any burnings here in America.
No?
No.
Just hangings.
And
well, that's
crazy,
better.
Well, what's crazy is, like, Salem
that's
was...
not better at all.
Salem was fucking cold as shit, man. They needed warmth. Why wouldn't you burn these people?
Yeah. Some people die to get burned at the stake.
If you confessed.
It was so cold.
If you confessed to being a witch.
Yeah.
You got to live in a cell, which was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, they let you out a couple years later because they're like, oh, yeah, witches don't exist.
Right.
Wait a second. We just killed 19 people. I shat on that guy.
You're definitely going to need some counseling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
So, anyway, moving along. You want to do news or should we do... actually, hold on. Herbert Allen sent in his football picks for this week.
Yeah, it is Sunday, and I'm... go Skins. Foreskins,
The Foreskins.
Yep.
You're a Redskins fan, and I'm an Eagles fan. So, it's good to be me right about now.
I mean... second place looks good from here, bro.
Here's Herbert Allen's picks.
Okay. This is Herbert D. Allen's NFL picks.
Oh, he was our weatherman.
He didn't do a good job, so I booted him.
Okay.
We got the Packers versus the Vikings. And you know, the Packers are packing a lot. And by packing, they're packing a lot of cheese in Wisconsin.
I just meant their dicks.
Packers.
Is that where the Packers got their name?
24-3.
I guess.
And we got the Bears versus the Ravens. I personally never seen a bear fight a raven before. Hey, National Geographic, get off your ass. I got the Ravens 35-2.
Safety.
I guess.
Versus the Redskins. My pick's the 49ers. Because I got money
on
it.
Fuck you, Herbert. They're going
0-6. And then it's the Sunday night game. Do I need to say more? Broncos. You know the Giants are 0-5, right? Broncos. 21.
Yeah, the Giants do suck.
Nothing.
Yeah. 21
back to
nothing.
You guys.
This is like
Scoops of Hazard show.
He actually did a pretty good job with that one.
That's the first time we've ever talked about sports on this show.
Ever.
Except for, like, women's contact sports from last...
And that one time that NBA guy arm wrestled Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's right.
It was about the only time we've ever talked about sports.
Didn't he have to move back in with his mom or something?
That was much better. That was much better than the weather report.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That he did.
I like how he said that he had money on the 49ers. I can't wait till Herbert Allen loses.
Yeah.
his wad.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I think the batteries are dying in my mouse.
What kind of mouse you got over there?
Fucking field mouse.
You need to get one of those Logitech.
Gotta get one of them laser
ones. Yeah, laser mice.
This fucking field mouse don't work at all.
I mean, hey, if they can invent a Lamborg, you can invent a laser mouse.
Right, exactly. You know? Chuck sent some stuff in, too, for the Halloween show.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Should we do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we'll do news.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to break.
Sure.
And then we'll do some more funny stuff.
Scary shit,
too. So Chuck wanted to chip in for the Halloween show.
Oh, I love Chuck. I haven't seen or heard from him in days.
I could only fucking imagine how this is going to go. Probably the same old route.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
I'm back.
Okay.
And the little birdie told me you were doing a Halloween special, so I figured I would chip in and make a few jingles.
You didn't have to.
Give the kids out there and parents some Halloween tips. If there's one thing that I know, it's how to trick or treat, so I'm going to give you a bunch of good tips.
I can only imagine that these are going to be good.
Oh, that was just the first one.
That was just his introduction. Uh-huh.
I love how he does multiples. Yeah. He's not.
I guess that jingle's only like 30 some seconds long.
That's right. He knows. He knows the rules for jingling.
Right. It's got to be under 40 seconds.
Yeah, or it's not.
Here's the other one he sent
in. All right, guys, it's Chuck. Here we go. Tip number one of my excellent Halloween tip special.
Excellent.
Okay, now I don't want anything to happen to you guys like what happened to me when I was a kid.
Oh,
so if
no.
you get some candy and it tastes funny, and you wake up with your pants around your ankles, and you suspect you've been raped, you get to the police immediately, and you fuck, man. Shit.
That was not a good tip. I think he knows it. I think he knows it, too.
He does.
But right, still, he sends more in.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking with the tip thing. All right, well, we're going to go a different route this time. I'm gonna make up a Halloween trick-or-treat scene you could use. So here we go.
Can't be good.
Happy Halloween. Give me something good to eat. Happy Halloween. I need some food because my parents are poor. What the fuck, dude? Nothing worked.
Why would he just...
He kind of sounded like Bill Cosby there for a second.
Or he just keeps sending these in. I mean, this is the last one.
This is my last ditch effort to salvage something out of this catastrophe that I tried to help out with a Halloween special. So
you did a fantastic
job. I got a good
job.
Idea. Okay, just let it flow.
Just let it flow.
Tips and Halloween sayings, I'm going to tell a scary story. So here we go. Halloween scary story.
Okay, well, that's good. At least you're going to do a scary story.
All right.
Oh, good Lord.
Get ready to have the piss and shit scared right out of your assholes.
This isn't going to be good.
This is Scary Chuck.
Scary Chuck.
I'm going to tell you a scary tale. One time in the past.
Not good.
It was a dark night. Almost it was close to daylight, but still dark.
That story
and
sucks.
A little white boy was walking through the deepest, darkest parts of the ghetto.
Oh no.
And he came across the scariest looking black man.
Good God, Chuck.
Why did I gotta go there with it? I mean, black people are kind of scary to white people, Chuck. But I mean, what the fuck was I thinking?
Oh,
I'm sorry, cuz. I ruined Halloween.
He did, Chuck.
He did. You... Oh, there
shit.
He went. That sounded like a tank blast.
Oh, God.
I don't think he's done a tank blast yet.
I'm not going to even say poor Chuck after what I just heard.
Everything he sent in was awful. Oh, man.
He's getting bad. I mean, we might have to start cutting him from this show. He's our biggest fan, but, you know.
He's our biggest contributor.
Yeah, that's true.
My son wanted to say Halloween, too,
to
everybody.
My name is Connor. I just want to say happy Halloween, bitches.
All right, everybody. And on that note, that was Connor, my son. Yeah. He said he wanted to do some Halloween jingles for us. So I told him you can. So
my name is Connor. I just want to say Happy Halloween, bitches.
Do you want to still do news or should we?
Yeah, we can still. All right,
we'll do news. Yeah, we got time.
I'm only gonna do this one.
Okay, don't talk during the jingles though.
Now, new things you need know about.
Still laugh at it.
This one was
in the news. Go ahead, Josh.
Again, I love my international shit. So, women who traveled for plastic surgery can't fly home. That's the headline. It didn't go swell for three Chinese women who were detained at an airport in South Korea because their puffy post-plastic surgery faces looked nothing like their passport photos.
Well, I mean, I guess they have the right.
Yeah, but they go on to say how they provided all of their other information, but it just didn't look like them. The three pals, who appear to be in their 20s, went under the knife and emerged with mugs so badly swollen they looked completely different people. They were wrapped from chin to dome in bandages. They were barred from boarding a flight home at a South Korean airport, and they were detained for quite a long time.
I guess.
Yeah, what are you trying to smuggle in those cheeks of yours?
What do they want you to do? Like, have your passport picture taken right after you have surgery?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, you're finished. We got to go down to post office to get your passport taken care of.
They have, like, all over the world, they have, like, these cosmetic safari trips where people can go to, like, Zimbabwe, go under the knife, and then while you're waiting for your face to get back to normal, you go shoot a rhinoceros or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
No better way to recover.
It's fucked up, though. Think of it this way. If you have a different face, even the swellingness going down isn't going to help. You still looked at you went for plastic surgery.
You're
going to
look different.
It's not like you can go, okay, well, I had a breast reduction. Right. Oh, that's not you. Because they don't photograph your tits.
Right.
Or your man boobs if you have
them. It's only your face. It's only the face that matters.
Yeah, there's no dick pic passport photo, you know? That's you. That's a swell-looking freckle you got there. Well, I just had it enlarged. That ain't you.
That's the plastic surgery went for. Had his freckles on his dick enlarged.
Yeah.
Bad idea. You want to talk about the mad pooper?
Yes, of course. I want to talk about
Colorado need help finding a
this was pretty funny, I thought.
Tina's mom calls him the butler.
Spencer Wilson has more details.
This lady went around shitting. We call her the mad pooper. I'm great. The mad pooper.
They stole that from Bob's Burgers.
Really?
Yeah, this is an actual thing that happened.
We're saying hers.
So anyway, this lady went on shedding on stuff. It's not that. You don't got to listen to the whole fucking news thing.
Here's the funny part about it. She's a runner, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of runners have, you know, when you go in a marathon, you're like, oh, man, I hope I don't have to take a shit.
Right.
So what they do is they eat a bunch of not laxatives. You know,
Imodium. To clog you up.
Yeah, right. So you don't have to shit.
It's called anti-imodium.
You fucking snort it. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna shit for days. Or they do a bunch of heroin and go take a run.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
And then they shit everywhere. Dude, she shit in so many people's yards.
Yeah.
And she was caught.
Yeah, they got pictures of her.
Yeah, this lady
and she keeps doing it.
She's got the runs.
The girl goes in the interview and she goes, I wish she would have came back with a dog bag and picked it up. Like, dude, yeah, if she's like got enough courage to fucking just pop a squat and take a shit, she's not coming back to clean it up.
Dude, I got the perfect product placement for this.
Okay. Like the human doggy shit bags?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have them. There's obviously a market for it as because of the mad pooper. So if we start...
But
you
just
know,
like the dog
bags.
Thing, nobody's going to pick their shit up. Nobody picks their dog shit up the way it is. People aren't going to pick their own shit up. it's going to be a disaster. We let people start shitting on the sidewalks.
Now,
and,
if this woman was
whatnot.
A vegan, then I'd say it's cool because... Uh-huh. I mean, she's just fertilizing their lawn.
Right.
If she's a meat eater, then no. You can't shit in some... But if she's a vegan,
she's
going to
send
I'll
him a bill.
It. I'll allow it.
She's going to send him a bill.
Yeah.
Here, you owe me for these services rendered.
$60.
They're shitting on your lawn.
Oh, man.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah, there was a... a Wu-Tang song called Dog Shit about the very same thing. You know, I'm not the first dog that shitted on your lawn. Oh.
You don't think that was metaphoric for something else?
Yeah, for the mad pooper.
Right.
I mean, it's that bitch. Well, down in Florida, as you people know, I love Floridian news as well. We're trying to make them secede from the union, but no luck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably a better way to get Puerto Rico as a state then, you know, so they can get better help.
I'm sure they don't want to be a state at this particular time.
They might get better funding, which is fucked.
After what's happened to them, I don't think they want anything to do with
us. Yeah, they're like, hey, can we just get out of here?
Call us when Trump's out of the air.
We are now officially want to be part of Trinidad and Tobago.
Anyway, what was your final news story, and we're going to go to break.
Yeah, the Florida woman, she allegedly attacks her husband after he interrupts her pleasuring herself.
Oh.
So she was in there beating off. Right. That's what they call it when women do it. Yeah. Beating off.
Yes. I've heard that. Beating my meat.
She was down there flicking her beef curtains. And
you know, that's more like when a woman does it, it's more like beating your meat than when a guy does it. That should be used for a woman. You know?
I mean,
you're fucking hitting it with a, like a hammer type object.
Well,
you're just softening up that fucking meat down there.
Yeah.
That's beating the meat more than, you know, this little stroke job.
This 42-year-old woman named Flavia Higgs.
Flavia.
Yeah, Flavia. Let me lick you, Flavia. Well, her her husband and her are kind of estranged, but they still live in the same home. She lives upstairs. He lives downstairs.
That estranged.
Well, he lives downstairs. They have separate quarters.
When you could possibly see somebody, that person, in the middle of the night in her underwear, you're not estranged.
Well,
you're living in the same house.
Yeah, that's not that strange. You're like a perfect estrangers.
You're right.
Where Flavia's husband comes home, he hears moaning.
Cousin
coming
Flavia.
From upstairs. He thinks she's banging some dude or some girl. You never know. She's in her 40s now.
Sure.
So he goes up and he tries to bust in, but the door's locked. She's like,
She's in the throes of an orgasm.
Yeah, right in the throes. He throws himself through the door, and she gets up and beats him over the head with the very same hand she had been slapping her lips with.
It's a nice wet slap in the face.
Oh, you getting the full Flavia. Then she beats him over the head. And then he calls the cops and was like, look, my old lady was jerking off and or beating off or whatever we said. And
Did she not realize it was him or what?
Yeah. Well, no, she figured it was him. But
interrupting her, she kicked his ass.
Yeah, she kicked his fucking ass. So she got thrown in jail and then...
She said, you wait till I'm done beating the meat to bust in here.
Yeah, now, you know, she...
Let's go to break.
Yeah. More Spooks of Hazard Halloween special coming up.
We got so much funny stuff coming up in the next couple segments, so stick around, listen to this song, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. All right, we're back. More Spooks of Hazzard show.
That's in living color, right?
Yeah, that was living color. Not to be confused with the show In Living Color.
I can never get that right. Which is which?
David Alan Greer was in one, right? Or both.
Doesn't David Alan Greer play drums for Living Color?
He should. Hated it. what's crazy about that, I saw them on Friday night.
You did?
Yeah, they played up at Penn's Peak.
Wow.
That's over there in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
They're getting some good acts in there.
Yeah, I mean, all 300 people thought the same.
Well, that's all that place holds, right?
No. Thousands.
Thousands?
Yeah, they didn't.
I've been to Penn's Peak. It doesn't hold thousands.
It'll hold 5,000.
I guarantee you that's not right.
2,000?
We're going to look that up. All right. There's no way that place holds 2,000 people.
It holds.
I took my mom
bit.
There to see the Oak Ridge Boys back in 2000, and there was. That's the only time I've ever been there, but I can, you know, really clearly remember there was not 2,000 people there.
It was packed. The front part of the stage was like there was.
This concert exceeded the fire code.
You know, it's gonna not sell out when they give away free tickets, because me and four or three of our friends got free tickets.
So Living Color didn't sell out?
Not at all.
Penn's Peak?
No, not
That's
at all.
That's fucked up.
No.
I didn't
people
know they
were. People that sell out Penn's Peak are like.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
he probably does.
Well,
I know he does.
Yeah, that's
fucking. He's popular around these parts. Why?
So
who
is
knows?
Dark Star Orchestra, Umphrey's McGee. They'll sell the place out.
Yeah.
Get the Lead out, the Led Zeppelin
tribute band.
Yeah, that should be playing up in Flint, Michigan. I've said that before. They need to still. By
All
the
right.
way, they don't talk about that in the news. But anyway, I saw them. They were fucking awesome. They shredded, and it was great just to have that camaraderie, you know.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they didn't have any signed posters, but they did have T-shirts that I didn't buy.
Well, you're not helping them out then. I mean, that's why they're only getting 300 people at Penn's Peak.
It was scary.
They can't push the merchandise.
That's true.
So.
But the beers are still $6, and I don't think they clean the taps.
No?
No, I think they taste like garbage.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Should we move on to our scary stories segment we're going to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we figured since.
I'm fucking frightened.
Since it's a very scary episode. So we figured Chuck called in and tried to do a scary story earlier. And we didn't call in. He emailed in. He tried to do a scary story. It didn't work out too well.
He emailed us the show at skooksahazard@hotmail.com.
So he did give us the idea, so we're happy about that. So we're going to do our scary story
we're gonna segment. We're going to show Chuck how it's done.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about.
This is how it's done. This is a show we actually found on the internet. Somebody did.
Yeah, using some characters that we normally use.
So we want
it's
our money.
It's an homage to us. Yeah, we want our residuals, bitch. Bertram.
So okay, here we go. Scary stories show. Here we go. We'll see you in a. We'll see. We'll be back after next break. So, but enjoy this. Here we go.
The Spooks of Hazzard show. Very, very, very scary.
Yeah, hi, this is the Father Touchy Feely, and welcome to a new episode of Scary Stories, Spooks of Hazzard, very, 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 very scary stories. And so this show, I got a couple friends coming over to tell their most scary stories, and hopefully they'll frighten everyone out there. And what better host for a scary story show than Father Touchy Feely? Because what's a more scared than a priest, right? Am I right or am I wrong? Anyway, let's
get... You are correct, sir.
Thank you, Mitchell. Okay, so our first person up is Mitchell. He's going to tell a scary story. And Mitchell, take it away.
Yeah, hi there, everybody. I just I came up from Mississippi because I wanted to see my great-great-grandnephew. Now, he's only 13, but I don't give a fuck about anything he's got. Can I get a little... Oh, my God, do you hear that? Do you hear how scary this is in the background? Oh,
I forgot.
Oh, man, this is so scary. Just listen to all that scary shit behind me. This is a very scary story.
I thought you really forgot to hit the music button.
I'm going to tell you a little story about... This is called Hell Hole. Now, my pappy would tell me when I was young about a very, very scary hole he had found one day. So he took me out back behind the graveyard, which was actually pretty damn close to my house, my grandpappy's house. Now, he lived near that graveyard. All kinds of dead people lived in there, but they don't get up like, you know, normal folk do. Now, I'm telling you, this is the scary part. I would go over there. Pappy said, come and look at this hole, Mitchell. And I say, Pappy, I don't think so. He said, you look down that goddamn hole, or you're going to get the worst beating of your life. Look down that hole, Mitchell. And I said, okay, Pappy, I'll go ahead and look down that hole. What's down that hole? He said, just look down. I said, okay. So I looked. Look down that hole. He said, I know your eyes are closed. I said, Pappy, my eyes are open. He said, no, they're not, Mitchell. I see they're closed from the side. You think I can't look at the side of your eyes and know they're closed? Look down that hole, Mitchell. So I finally opened my eyes, and what did I see? I see darkness. And he said, that's the hole to hell. That's the hole to hell, Mitchell.
Oh, my God, that was a scary story.
Thank you.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mitchell. And we're going to move on.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I got to go visit my great-great-grandnephew.
Okay, Mitchell. Thank you again for your contribution to the Spooks of Hazard, the spooky, scary story segment. All right, next up, we have a Gerald. Gerald came all the way from a McDonald's to tell us a very scary story that he knows. So without further ado, come on up here, Gerald, and take it away, son. Hi, Father Touchy-Feely. Thank you again for inviting me out to partake in this this amazing spooky show you're doing here. Now, I'd like to tell everybody about the scariest thing that ever happened to me. One day, I received a phone call from a man who sounded very, very familiar, but I just could not place a name. Anyway, he told me that they were getting ready to have the biggest gangbang you have ever seen. So I said, oh, that sounds wonderful. I haven't been to a gangbang in a month. So I decided to head over to the gangbang. When I got there, I got into the room. I was all by myself. I was all by myself. And then all of a sudden, there was a knock on the door. So I opened the door, and it was the coordinator of the gang.
I'm so scared right now.
And he told me that the gangbang had been canceled. That was the scariest night of my entire life. Okay, thanks, Father Touchy-Feely, for letting me come up and tell that. Here you go.
Oh, well, thank you, Jared. That was a beautiful story. I shit in my pants. I'm so scared right now. I don't even know if I want to continue this on. But, hey, we got time to fill. So, anyway, thank you, Gerald. Next up is going to be a new character. You all never heard of this character before. And this character is called Rachel the Waitress. So, Rachel the Waitress, you take it away whenever you're ready.
Hi, I'm Rachel the Waitress. I work down at the diner. And I got a very scary story about the last time I was waiting on a fella. He was so handsome. Oh man, he told me that I could have a tip, and he just gave me the flutters. I looked into his dark eyes, and I just saw myself in him. He gave me the feeling like I never had before. So I ran down, I took off my waitress uniform, and I went back to him, and I went into his arms, and he took me home. And then I woke up the next day with my pants unbuttoned and obviously had been raped. It was so scary. Bill, I hope you rot in hell, you son of a bitch. You Cosby looking motherfucker, I'ma fucking kill you.
Okay, I think that's about enough for you, Rachel. You seem to have be having them in the midst of a breakdown there, psychological breakdown. If I had a touchy feeling, gonna put the brakes on your story there. I don't want to see nothing bad to happen to you. So let's thank you, Rachel, for the scary story. Okay. Next up, we have another very popular character from The Spooks of Hazzard, Ed Yoder. You should all remember him. He was the Amish guy in the Olympics. So I hope you remember him. Anyway, Ed Yoder going to come up here and tell a very, very scary story about his life experience. Come on up, Ed Yoder. Look at him go. Father touchy-feely, you move good for an old man. I'm stuck in my I'm stuck in that father touchy-feely accent.
It's awfully scary.
Look at him go. All right, Eddie Yoder here gonna tell a very scary story about Amish life. One day I was out in the field plowing, and I came home, and my wife was baking the biggest, largest apple pie I had ever seen. And I wait for the creepy music to come back.
It's awfully scary.
And my wife, Rebecca Yoder, she pulled that pie out from the oven and it exploded all over the house. Children covered in molten apple pie juice. My poor wife, Rebecca Yoder, third degree burns on her face from hot apple pie filling. I was so scared. I grabbed the children and I said, "Hey, look. It's too bad that we don't have a hospital. Say goodbye to mommy." And that's it. Oh, well, thank you, Eddie Yoder. I could hear you couldn't find your voice on that one, so Father Touchy-Feely gonna interrupt. Because it's a very similar accent to Father Touchy-Feely. I could see why you got confused. So anyway, we're gonna press on. For the next guy, Father Touchy-Feely got an email the other day from this kid named Damien. Damien says he's my illegitimate child that I had from a sexual relationship I had many years ago before I became a Father Touchy-Feely. So this person, the name of Damien, I'm going to let him. It's a very scary name to begin with. So Damien, whenever you're ready, son, come on up here, my illegitimate son.
Hi, I'm Damien Touchy-Feely. I am supposedly your illegitimate son. My mama, she told me before I graduated Catholic school that apparently my father was actually a Catholic priest. And I say to him, I don't believe it. They're not supposed to bang goats.
Scary. But anyway, I am the Antichrist, and I come to you today to say, Omen. That's scary.
That's what you came here to say? It was Omen? Not Omen. The hi, Dad, nice to meet you?
Oh, nice to meet you, Father. Now, I will tell you, I need you to help me bring my minions into this world.
They don't call me Father Touchy-Feely for nothing. I do. I'm a father, you know?
I remember
I want
you
to be your father.
If you want to be my father, a Touchy-Feely, you need to see this. Oh. It's my cock.
Oh, God. Father Touchy-Feely don't want nothing to do with that.
This is scary, isn't it? It's got horns on it.
We're going to move it to our elastic person.
Daddy, no!
Father Touchy-Feely ought to cut your sound effect off. We're going to move on to the final person on the Spooks That Hazard Scary Story Show. And that is a man in the name of Chuck wanted to get a little retribution for a bad scary story he tried to tell earlier on the show. So he's going to try and make up for it. Here we go. Chuck, come on up.
Hey, guys. It's just Chuck.
I just wanted to try and redeem myself, you know, from that terrible, awful story I tried to tell about black people before. I mean, what in the fuck, man? What in the fuck was I thinking? I'm gonna try it again, okay? I'm not gonna bring race into it this time. Okay, here we go. This is a very scary story about rape. One day, a man walked into a 7-Eleven, and he was buying some Gatorade and some cowtails and a pack of Marlboro Menthols. And he bought all those things, and then he decided, well, I'm gonna take a ride from this 7-Eleven down to the local gangbang place and find my friend Gerald. Well, when I got there, there was nobody there at the gangbang house except for this one guy, this crazy man named Randy. And he held me down, and this ain't going well either. I mean, fuck, man. Come on, two times in a row in one show. I'm sorry, guys, if I fucked it up again. Oh, God, where's that guillotine at? Bring that guillotine over here. Oh, goodbye, world.
everybody. We're back. More Skooks of Hazzard show.
And we
that was Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we have a lot in common with them. We're also not afraid of ghosts.
Ghosts. Yeah, I'm not. Are you?
No.
But this is the Spooks of Hazzard today. Yeah. So, you know, in keeping with the horror theme, we have a new game of horror scopes we're going to play.
Horror scopes?
Well, I guess it's not really a game. I say everything's a game.
It is to you.
It's not a game.
Because we ain't playing with y'all motherfuckers.
It's a little segment we do called Horoscopes.
Horror.
Yeah, we changed it to Horoscopes so we could fit it in this show because it's a scary show.
Yeah, astrology is very scary. Very, very scary.
It's very scary. So, okay, let's not keep it from the people anymore.
Beat around the Kate Bush.
Here's Horoscopes. It's a little loud.
Extremely.
People are probably angry at us in their cars now. All right, this is Horoscopes. So this is, you know, like your regular horoscopes. These are horoscopes. These are not so friendly to the reader. So we came up with these, and we're going to, I did the odd months. You did the even months. So Josh is going to read mine. I'm going to read his. And Bob's
hilarity your uncle. And hilarity will ensue.
Yeah, and then you're going to listen to Michael Jackson's Thriller.
You're lucky we don't play the extended mix on you bitches.
Yeah. You better listen to it, too. Okay, here's Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Horoscopes.
Now, if you are from December 22nd to January 19th, listen up. The world is your oyster. Go out and sell all your shit and start over in Cambodia. I hear one of our American dollars is equal to roughly $7 trillion of theirs. Should be a pretty easy transition for you. Just take like $3 with you.
Okay, that's not a good horoscope.
Oh, it is.
That's why it's a horoscope.
Yeah, horrible.
Sure. Oh, give me one of your. What next? What's the next on the list? There?
Aquarius.
All right. Here's the horoscope for Aquarius.
Yes.
So from January 20th to February 18th, this is your horoscope.
Listen up.
If you're in the mood for espionage, remember it's borderline voyeurism, which is, thanks to Congress, technically illegal. A warm bubble bath will alleviate some tension.
Horoscopes.
Oh, that one made me cough laugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They're horrible fun.
They're horrible. You could call it a horoscope or a horrible scope. One of the two. Either one. But they're funny. So, okay, here's the, what's this, month three. So Pisces, if you're a Pisces.
If you have gills and shit,
yeah.
And you're aquatic.
Yeah.
From February 19th to March 20th, I wouldn't fucking swim. Anyway, you're a fucking fish, for Christ's sake.
Keep going, there's more.
Yeah, I couldn't read that. How good do you expect life to be? Just try not to get hooked and avoid any prolonged exposure to the sun. You're just waiting for death at this point.
That's a bad one.
I couldn't read the word good.
Oh, good. That
it
was the one
like
you had trouble with?
Jwood.
Jwood?
I don't know. Whatever. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Pisces, you're a fucking fish.
I tried to write it nice for you.
All right.
Oh, okay,
next,
I'm up.
We have Aries, who is the god of war.
See what the Hold god on, of, I need a sip of Red Bull.
See what the god of war is.
God
say.
Of war, Aries. From March 21st to April 19th. This week you will claim a spot on your favorite game show, but
there
is a small chance you will die of AIDS. That's bad. Stay away from Geminis, unless, of course, you want to die from AIDS.
Get two of them.
Yeah. Bad. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible scope.
Yep. Horoscopes.
Taurus is the next one, so here, Taurus.
Taurus the bull.
Okay. Taurus the bull.
All right, this one's from 420 to May 20th. So listen up if... Taurus here. You're the bull. Gather up speed. Ram life in the ass with horns. If you're lucky, you'll avoid being used in a rodeo or matadoring. Taurus.
The bull, right?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know how that translates into.
Take it by the horns.
That doesn't really make sense.
All right, next up, we got the twins.
The twins.
Gemini.
Gemini. May 21st to June 20th. You know you did it. You might as well turn yourself in and confess. Plus, you love it in the butt anyway, so you'll like it in jail. That was good.
Rammed it.
Yeah. Horrible scopes. You know what? It's a real short jingle. Might as well play it again. That's not it. That's the news
now,
thing.
Now, horoscopes.
Horoscopes. Yeah, that was the one I wanted.
Yep, you're good.
Here's yours. Oh. Next one is, what is that?
It's cancer.
Cancer. Yikes.
June 21st to July 22nd. I mean, let's be honest. How unlucky can you be to have this as your zodiac sign? Live life to the fullest, because there's not much of it left.
Cancer. That sounds appropriate for
That's
cancer.
That's fucked. But it's the way she goes.
Sure.
Yep. Next up, Leo.
Now that I brought the show to a screeching halt with the cancer.
Yeah, whatever. We'll bounce back.
Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. Quit being a fucking creep. Seriously, enough is enough. Your internet trolling days will get the better of you. Trey, a cold shower and some autoerotic autoerotic asphyxiation. It works for Kelly and Conway. That seems right.
Yep.
I'm sure she's into that.
Look at that mane
Look
she
at that
has.
Face.
She looks like a fucking
That's
lion.
A face that likes to get hit.
Nah. I think everything that comes out of her mouth is a fucking horoscope.
She's more masochist than sadist.
Oh, my God. I don't care what she is.
She likes to be the one getting whipped.
Gorgeous.
Next one is Virgo.
Virgo. Okay.
The Virgo.
Now, what is the actual sign for Virgo?
V. Like peace. No?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'll go with it. That's August 23rd to September 22nd. So if you were born within those dates that I had just mentioned, listen up
listen
now.
Listen the fuck up.
Now.
It's horoscope.
You guys might actually stand a chance of surviving the Trump administration. I mean, keep on your toes and try as hard as you can to not be, oh, you dick, Black, Hispanic, Asian, gay, or handicapped, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Virgo. Just
do your best to not be black or Hispanic, and you'll survive Trump.
Oh, it sucks, man.
It sucks, but it's true, and it's funny because it's true.
Oh, thank you. All right,
Give
here
me your
we go.
Next one.
Libra. Tarian.
Libra, September 23rd to August 22nd. So you fuckers, listen up. Concentrate on being the best you can be. Example, break into your neighbor's house and shit in their dishwasher, then proceed to come in their toaster. You're the best, Libra. It's good advice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I loved it.
Let's see. Here you go. That's the last one I got. That's a Scorpio.
Scorpio. Oh, shit.
Coming down to the very end.
Okay, that's coming up soon.
So Michael Jackson's Thriller is right around the corner.
Right around the the corner here. October 23rd to November 22nd. Listen up, people. Uh-huh. This is good shit. Jupiter and Saturn will align in your favor.
Yo.
This will allow you to navigate through the blah, 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 blah. You know all this astrology stuff is horseshit, right?
It is.
Speaking of horseshit.
Horseshit, the last one.
Sagittarius. Half of their body is a horse.
He's my favorite philosopher.
I might be a Sagittarius, yeah.
Pretty sure he wasn't a philosopher. This is from November 22nd to December 21st. Congrats. This month you finally see your first horse cock. Take lots of photos. Once in a lifetime opportunities are not a dime a dozen. So there you go. All right.
A dozen horoscopes.
What was it? Here you go.
Boom.
That's how you do it.
Episode 54, bud.
That was episode 54, The Spooks of Hazzard. So we're done.
Halloween special.
We're going to get out of here. So
thank God.
We're not going to play the theme song. We're going to end with Michael Jackson's Thriller because it's Halloween.
Yeah,
you know
so
what I mean?
Go dress up like your favorite.
My name is Kyle. I just want to say happy Halloween, bitches.
Happy Halloween, bitches. All right, everybody. We're done. We're out of here. Yeah. That's the show. We'll see you next time.
See you in November.
Here's Thriller. We'll be right back.
So if you were smart enough to keep listening to the whole show, this is the extra.
Yeah.
We weren't going to play Michael Jackson's Thriller and not talk through it.
Not talk right over it like we're doing now.
I mean, Michael Jackson was a homosexual pedophile. How could we not?
At least for a little bit. It's close to midnight. Now he's lurking.
This was a cry for help here.
Well, this was actually a documentary about Neverland Ranch.
Oh, good God.
Jonathan Landis, he directed this whole thing.
Did he really?
At the Neverland Ranch, yeah. Oh, man, he's going to make it. Some kid.
Just let the song breathe. It's a good song. I mean, it is a good song.
Really?
Too bad the guy was a pedophile.
I have a lot of his albums. They're going to be worth something someday to some pedophile or two. Now here's the instrumental part.
Oh, boy.
I'm about to lick you. Oh, man, nowhere to run, pigs. Have you ever gone as Michael Jackson for Halloween?
Yes, that's what I go as every year.
Okay, cool. So do you go as like Smooth Criminal?
I go as a different Michael Jackson each year. First I go as like all black Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I got the afro and the bell bottoms.
So like from
the five black people with me, that's my brothers. It's tough on those years because then you got to find five black dudes that want to play Jermaine and Tito and Marlon.
And what's the other guy? Jackie. Yeah, that's the other one, the fifth one. Yeah. It's crazy that we know that. But we looked it up recently, so of course. Masquerade. See, they talk about going to a Halloween party.
Yeah, well,
but
it's very appropriate.
This
is very appropriate for the show.
See, Jaws, Alien, those are all scary movies. Here, listen to this. Macaulay.
Oh, man,
do you think Macaulay Culkin was actually touched by him?
There's almost 3 minutes of this left.
I know, that's why we're talking. I don't know, I think Macaulay Culkin was home alone with him.
Well,
times, you know?
That's probably where all his problems ended up stem from.
Right. He became a party monster.
Yeah.
He started doing ketamine. Going into K-holes. It's called Hellhole. We ain't afraid of no ghosts, though. Here tonight.
Still 2 minutes left.
I know, it's awesome.
A long song.
I mean, what do you want to talk about? Should we talk about the weather? It's been awfully fucking scary out there.
This is like trying to sit through that truck song that one time.
The one with all the crazy guitar.
Yeah, that one.
This is the Gong Gongs.
Gong Gong.
Isn't that actually where... Oh, here we go. This guy sounds like my gym teacher. Creatures fall climb up that rope. Blood to terrorize
your neighborhood. Wasn't Vincent Price in this?
Yeah, it's Vincent Price.
I thought that was his voice.
Come check out this guy I made. I made Johnny Depp. I put scissors on his hand. How he's dangerous to Winona Ryder. A corpse shell.
You think it would have worked if it would have been Edward Scissorfeet? The guy's got scissors for feet.
Yeah, I got it. Edward Scissor Genitals.
Hey, who's playing footsies with me under the table? And then you look and your foot's all bloody. Edward.
Your toenails are much shorter, though. And they're shaped like dinosaurs. 40,000 years. Oh, I love Vincent Price. Too bad he's dead. They buried him.
Edward Scissorfeet.
To stay alive. You gotta love Johnny Depp. He also started in horror films. Remember Nightmare on Elm Street? That was another scary one that I still wet the bed thinking about.
We should contact Corey Feldman. I want him to play Edward Scissorfeet.
See, even Vincent Price thinks that's hilarious.
Thanks, Vince. Well, that's it. Show's over, Josh.